It looks like goddamn Mario Kart.
Checkered everything.
There's nothing on that car.
The hand.
Daddy's home.
What the shit, race control.
Right. One more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'm gonna take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road cars.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't. Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
All right, season 2, episode 22. Let's warm up the tires.
I'm feeling 22.
I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling 22.
Actually, I'm feeling 32.
And
I'm
That's a much better song.
It's a much better song. It's just about staying at home.
I've gotta have you. And she sings into, I don't know, a pound block of cheddar cheese.
With 8 cats around her and a hand-knitted, blanket.
Yeah.
Or like the flannel blankets.
I'm a hermit.
I've given up on my love life.
Oh, yeah. Do yourselves a favor. If you are a female in your late 20s, early 30s, and YouTube, 32 Taylor Swift spoof.
It's good.
It's fantastic. It's good. All right.
Anyway.
So, anyhow, I was just saying, I'm feeling 22 because we've been day drinking since, 11 a.m.?
Yeah. And it's hot, so.
It's like it's spring break.
It is.
It's like vacation. So episode 22, let's warm up them tires.
All right. Not a lot of news, but, we'll talk about some shit first.
All right.
And then we'll dive into our woman of the week, who is Rachel Frey. After the woman of the week, some shit we didn't make up.
Excellent.
About alcohol. Yep. That's how we roll here.
It's a really good one this week, guys.
It's a good one. And then Iowa. Whose corn is not superior to Indiana's.
It is not. We had the Great American Corn Off in 2013 to prove it.
So fight us.
A blind taste test. I have pictures. My mom cooked the corn. She was the only one who knew which was which. They were labeled with colored toothpicks. And so you just voted for green or blue because we had colored toothpicks and they were red, yellow, green, and blue. And we thought, yellow is associated with Iowa.
Yeah.
With a lot of their schools, and red is associated with Indiana. So we wanted neither of those. So it was just green and blue.
Yep.
And everybody voted whether it was green or blue that was better. We each had a half of an ear. It was all cooked the same.
Yep.
Cooked in separate pots.
Okay. That's
all the Iowa corn together, all the Indiana corn together. And once I handed it to mom, we all went outside and all that. And so you grabbed one of each and you doctored up however you normally would. And mm-hmm. you ate them both and then made your vote. And Indiana won. In a landslide. So, unanimously.
We have proof, so don't at us.
Yeah. I get that Iowa makes a lot more corn for human consumption, but Indiana's is still better.
But they don't make it well.
Quantity versus quality.
Just putting it out there.
Putting it out there.
All right. Anyway.
All right. So.
Not a lot of news that we haven't already covered. A lot of stuff's been rehashed. The McLaren shit's being rehashed every day. The who's going to take Phoenix is being rehashed every day. We've talked about it.
Yes, and I mean, just unless you blatant have rumors and yeah.
Anything else that you want to add about those two?
I mean, I didn't really have time to make up any salacious stories this week, so
honestly,
I think I'm good.
I heard that the next IndyCar race is going to be in Hawaii.
Actually, I heard that the people who are doing the mission to Mars in a couple of years are bringing along engineers, and they're building a track on Mars.
Awesome.
And they hope that by 2060, space travel will be reasonable enough that it can be put on the schedule.
That's awesome. I can't wait for the Mars rover.
I mean, downforce is a really big issue because their gravity is different.
I think it's a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean,
we'll see how it goes.
I believe in them.
I do too.
I think they can get it done.
Anyway.
All right. So Will obviously had some mechanical gremlins last week, had some engine issues.
Also had some engine issues at the Iowa test.
Yeah.
So Chevy's like, they're not related.
The fuck they are.
But okay.
but aren't they?
But are they not though?
I mean, to be fair, they might be two unrelated issues. It might be two different issues within the same thing. The relation between them, though, is that Chevy engine and it fucking up.
Yeah.
That's the relation.
Somebody in Chevy.
It might not be the same issue both times, and so that's fair. They're not related. I mean, I get that.
Sure.
I drive an older car. You drive an older car.
Yeah.
Mine's probably twice as old as yours. It's like you take it in, and sometimes right after you take it in, something breaks because it's an older car.
Yeah.
It was completely unrelated to what was there, but at the end of the day, it's still related to the fact that it's my car and it's broken again.
Yeah, my car is broken. So Will's car is broken again.
It's broken again.
So somebody at Chevy shit their pants and went, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Oh God, please don't let this be our fault.
Please don't let this be a systemic issue.
Don't let this be a defect.
Oh God, no. So we'll see. I was at the end of this week. Hopefully they get that fixed.
I'm also interested to see what happens with the fuel injector with Honda.
Yeah.
So that's kind of an ongoing thing, because we've not heard anything about that, which makes me believe that it is a bigger issue than we being let on. The fact that it's been so quiet makes me think that it is kind of a BFD.
Well, I think we've just jumped into our install app, which is some random motorsports and IndyCar thoughts.
Oh, excellent.
Thought we'd add this. Surprise.
I love the install app.
I do too.
I love this. So yeah, I guess that's my install app is, I think it's a little too quiet on a ZCD's issue.
Yeah, I mean, they've had the week off. The Andretti's were quick at Iowa practice, so... We'll see.
I mean, they typically are.
I think Andretti's kind of, I don't know, maybe their people are like, thanks Honda, and then they just get on in there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, they figured out a little, a fix.
Maybe.
A workaround, as we say in nursing.
I hid the M&Ms from the dog. I was concerned.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we can have more.
We're day drinking and day snacking.
Yes. I found espresso M&Ms on sale.
Oh my God.
And, they're fantastic. I mean, they're just fantastic.
They're really good.
It's a little crunchy on the inside. Mm. It still has that nice espresso. It's like a chocolate covered, you know, espresso bean, but...
But like a crunchy espresso bean.
Crunchy, yeah.
Yeah, like in a chocolate covered espresso Rice Krispie treat.
I mean, it's really the perfect blend of espresso and candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll see. Yeah, it's been quiet on that issue.
Yeah. What about you for your install app?
So I just actually thought about this when I was going for my run this morning, which was not the greatest idea at all.
Yeah, since we live in the ninth circle of hell now.
Yeah, hashtag Marco tweet. I was thinking about Wickens. I've come to the thought that I think we're putting too much pressure on him.
Did I not say this 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That the longer he goes without winning, the more pressure is on him. And it's like...
But he's a rookie.
Everybody keeps saying, nobody's old Wickens, he's a rookie. But he is a rookie.
And, like, we keep wanting him to get this win. But we're not saying it about ZCD. We're not saying it about anybody else. Like, no. Mateus Laced. Nobody else is like...
Alexander Rossi won the Indy 500. Nobody said that about him in another fucking race the rest of the year.
They were like, cool.
Like, that was awesome. Probably a fluke.
Right. Like, it's your rookie year.
Yeah, even Rossi had less pressure on him.
So, it was weighing on me this morning. That,
yeah.
You know what? And I think he's starting to feel it. I'm seeing a little bit of cracks there.
I think so. I said that a couple weeks ago, that I think that the pressure, the longer he goes without that win, the more pressure he's going to feel from outside forces and from himself.
So,
And I don't say that to discount his driving skills.
No.
I think he's
fantastic.
The St. Pete race was his.
Yeah.
It was really unfortunate how everything went down, but the St. Pete race was his. I would bet that his comment about karma's a bitch was related more to the St. Pete race than it was to the incident between him and Rossi this past weekend.
I would agree.
Because, you know, somebody, you know, their car shitting out. Okay, them squeezing you out of a turn does not equal you saying karma's a bitch on their car shitting out the last half, you know, at the end of the race. I think that was more of a season-long kind of buildup of, well... He did cost me a fucking win.
Yeah.
Which, it would have been awesome. Rookie race, rookie
first
season.
First race,
first
everything.
Race, yeah, to have that win. But no, he's an awesome driver, but he is still a rookie.
He's still a rookie.
And he's still learning, and it is very different than DTM.
It is, and I think the problem we all of us have it. I think we've been guilty about it, too.
Absolutely.
Is that he is fan. Fantastic.
He's fucking great.
But he's a rookie.
He's a rookie. Well, and he is also, he's got such an awesome attitude.
He does.
And he's confident without being cocky. He's competitive. And you just want the guy to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like, when you have that confidence and all that, it's very easy to forget that he's just a rookie.
He's just
a
rookie.
He has a lot of talent, a lot of confidence. He's awesome. We love him. But, you know, if he doesn't win a race this season... that's okay. That does not say anything poorly about him as a driver, especially in the field of drivers we have this year.
No, 100%.
We have so much talent right now in IndyCar that, I mean, even when you look, I mean, the, you know, if you just go 1 through 14 at any race,
it's a great,
you're like, I almost think to myself, it really, anybody in the first, you know, 10, 12, 14 spots really could have won the race.
Yeah.
Had yellows fallen a different way, right. Had pits gone a different
but
way.
But for X, yeah, they could have won.
There are so many talented, capable drivers and capable and talented teams out there right now.
Yeah.
So, anyway. I hope we see a win for Wiki soon. But
I do too. But, 100. But
yeah, I don't want to continue to add to that pressure.
I was like, all right, we need to back off.
Yeah, I agree.
That was my thought. Did you have anything else for the motorsport news that you wanted to add?
Well, I do, actually. So
that you have written down that I can just barely see that we talked about?
I do. So the ESPYs are coming up.
They are.
And Danica Patrick is she hosting.
She's hosting the ESPYs, yes.
And then Joseph Newgarden, is he presenting an award or what is he doing?
He's nominated.
He's not, okay. I thought he was involved somehow other
it's
than
the that. Nomination.
Okay, so he is nominated as possible driver of the year.
Yes.
And so there are four drivers nominated. There is a NASCAR driver nominated. I don't remember who it is.
I have no idea.
I think there's an F1 driver nominated.
It's Lewis Hamilton.
Okay, there we go. And then there's Joseph Newgarden, mm-hmm. and also Brittany Force.
I know.
So you can vote every day.
Which I didn't realize.
So I actually voted for Brittany yesterday.
That's okay.
Before I realized you could vote multiple times, I was like, Joey, I love you, but Brittany Force is a motherfucking beast.
I mean,
like, game recognized game.
Game recognized game, homie.
I'm like, listen, Joe, you're awesome. You won the championship. I love you. I've loved you since your rookie year, but
what?
Do you go over 300 miles an hour?
Does your car explode?
I mean,
well, I can't say that for this season, because a few cars have.
Because a few cars have. But, yeah, Brittany Force, I mean, yeah.
But anyway, I suppose we should officially say.
Yes, make sure that if you are an IndyCar fan and you love Joseph Newgarden, go on and vote for him for Driver of the Year.
Daily.
Yep, you can vote once a day. And actually, you can vote on all of the athletes that are up for Athlete of the Year in their specific categories. And it's super easy. You just go to the website and you click it. You don't have to submit. Like, you click it, your vote is submitted.
That's so easy.
It's so easy. And if you don't want to vote on all of them, you don't have to. Because there were a lot that I didn't vote on. Like, I didn't vote on basketball because I don't watch basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm a bad Hoosier. I watch...
No.
I watch
some
March Madness.
I do college basketball.
But yeah, like professional.
I don't do professional. No. And I think as a Hoosier, it's better for you to do college. So you're fine.
There was a WNBA player nominated. And so I was going to look up and see if she was on the Fever. And so if she is, I was going to vote for her.
You don't remember
I don't remember the name.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. But yeah, there were some Olympic athletes up.
Yeah, there's a few Olympics.
There were some college athletes up. And so I voted for Katie Ledecky.
Yeah.
She swims for Stanford.
Yeah.
She, if you'll recall, dominated at the last Summer Olympics.
Oh my God, it's so great.
And being a swimmer myself, I was like, I don't know who the hell the rest of you people are. And even if I did, it wouldn't matter because Katie Ledecky is a badass and she gets my vote.
She gets my vote, yeah.
So make sure you go on there. So if you follow other sports as well, it's just kind of fun. But, you know, gotta support our IndyCar boys.
Gotta support our boys.
I'll be voting for Joey New later today.
From a different device.
Oh, no, same device.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I voted yesterday.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Or if you open up, probably if you open up private browsers. I'm not saying stuff the ballot box, but I'm saying.
Vote early, vote often.
That's exactly why. Get out there. I know Chicago politics.
I mean, I got a phone and I got a laptop.
Just put them on there.
Two votes.
Two different IP addresses.
Oh, all right. Well, our motorsport pit stop.
Motorsport pit stop. Let's run it down. The NHRA was at the Summit Motorsports Park. Top Fuel, Blake Alexander. Funny Car, Matt Hagen. Pro Stock, Tanner Gray. Next up, they are at the New England Nationals, July 6th through July 8th.
All right. NASCAR was at Sonoma.
Yes.
And we had Martin Truex, Kevin Harvick, and Clint Bauer.
Yes.
Next up, they are Chicagoland.
They're actually...
Or they're there right now, actually.
Yeah.
And then on the 2nd, they're at Daytona.
No, they're at Daytona afterwards. It's like the second time they're at Daytona.
Oh, the second time.
Yeah.
Okay.
They go back to Daytona.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Is it... It's not playoffs yet, like, or whatever the hell they call it. Do they call it playoffs?
No, because technically the Brickyard is the last race before the, like...
Playoffs or whatever the fuck they call it.
The NASCAR playoffs.
I think they do call it. I don't know. I don't think
it's the race for the championship, something like that, probably. Anyway,
something. I will say the most exciting thing in NASCAR news came out of the Xfinity series.
Yes.
Brennan Poole filed a lawsuit stating.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking about.
Oh no, we tweeted about it, but yeah, Brennan Poole filed a lawsuit stating that Chip Ganassi Racing and a sponsor.
There was collusion.
Yeah, that there was collusion. Coercion. Take sponsorship away. Blah blah. Well, Chip Ganassi. Chip Ganassi's attorneys fired back with an official statement
which
that was
clutch.
I mean, just everything you ever want to read in an official attorney statement, and basically said that
nope.
After 3 years with the best equipment in the paddock, he continued to not win any races, and that was why his sponsor decided to stop sponsoring him, and why they decided to stop funding a car for him. That there was no collusion, and that he was fully aware of their hesitation and their expectations of his performance.
God.
Oh.
I think I need to get into motorsports law.
I'm telling you, it was such a nice way to say, no, the reason that you don't have a ride and a sponsor anymore is just because you suck.
Because you suck.
I mean, they said it a lot nicer than that, but that was bottom line. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. What were you going to say?
Then? I was going to say, and not the Cup, I think it's the
Xfinity Series. Yeah.
The Xfinity Series in Chicagoland. They had three female drivers in one of their races. It was Natalie Decker, Leilani Munter, and then a third one that I was not aware of. So that was kind of cool.
I think it's Casey something.
I think you're right.
Yes.
So that was also exciting.
Very cool.
So, all right, on to F1 because we paused. You want to do
We did. All right, so the French Grand Prix.
Yes.
First place, Lewis Hamilton with Mercedes.
Yep.
Second place, Max Verstappen with Red Bull. Third place, Kimi...
Raikkonen
with Ferrari. Yes. And next up, they have the Austrian GP.
They actually just finished the Austrian GP, so I scribbled this down before we started. First was Max Verstappen with Red Bull. Second was Kimi Raikkonen with Ferrari. And third was Sebastian Vettel with Ferrari. And they will be going to the British GP next weekend.
Excellent.
So,
cheerio.
Cheerio, pip pip. We'll be celebrating our independence, but that's cool.
From those motherfuckers.
But who won that war? Anyway.
Undefeated World War champions.
Back-to-back World War champs.
Yeah.
God.
That's such a horrible... As a country, we have such a sick sense of humor sometimes about stuff like that.
And it's...
It's beautiful.
I'm not going to get into the whole geopolitical thing, but God, that really simplifies the two world wars down.
I mean, it does.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. All right. IMSA.
Currently
doing 6 hours at the Glen.
I have no idea. I think I read recently that the one with Juan was winning, but I don't. That was a couple hours ago, so God only knows.
Yep. Which they've only got about an hour and 15 left, I think.
Some hours and change. But Pickett's there. Juan is there.
Yep.
Elio's there. And Gabby Chavez is there.
He is. And Mike Cole is there.
Mike's there.
Man in the Chip Ganassi team, so.
There you go.
Yeah. A lot of our IndyCar favorites there, so excited to see how that race turns out.
We'll see.
I tweeted yesterday or the day before, you can buy your tickets right now for 2019 for $100.
And that's a pretty good deal.
I've officially RSVP'd for Road America 2019. Oh yeah, we're going back.
We're going to get the mac and cheese this time.
If you missed out, if you don't know what we're talking about as far as decorating the golf cart and the lights and all that business, it means that you aren't following us on social media. And you absolutely should, because... It's the best way to keep up with us in real time. We have an Instagram, at FastCarsFastGirls. We've got a Twitter, at FastCarsM317. Facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls. Or just search FastCarsFastGirls in the Facebook search bar. We also have a YouTube under the same name. And you can do everything at www.FastCarsFastGirls.com. And we are currently at 990 Twitter followers. So what that means is we only have 10 followers to go. And Molly and I are going to do a tell-all episode. Now, we've mentioned this on air. We tweeted about it. We haven't really had too much participation. So I want to see some questions this week, people.
Yeah, you can DM us.
You can DM us or you can tweet at us.
And you can tell us if you DM that you want to be anonymous.
Yes, if you DM and you want to be anonymous, that's fine. If you tweet at us...
Well, there's no anonymity.
Yeah, there's no anonymity. But yeah, if you want us to give out your handle or your name or whatever, we will. If you don't want us to, we won't. But yeah, ask us any question you want. And we are going to do a special live show where we answer all of the questions we get. So it'd be, I mean, if we get 1,000 questions from the 1,000 followers, we'll answer them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be live. We're going to read through and answer them live. And we've been friends for a long enough time. So if one of us is lying, the other one's going to call bullshit.
We should have little bullshit flags.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I got the button.
You have the bullshit button?
I got the bullshit button.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're 100% using that.
Yeah, that's coming.
So, and we also have a Snapchat when we're at Races Live, so make sure you follow that. But you can get hooked up with all that on our website. You can also see Molly's blog. You can listen to us straight from there. You can subscribe from there. So make sure you subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff.
And enjoy. Sorry. We both just put food in our mouths because we're professionals.
Because these damn espresso M&Ms are just too good. But yeah, no, we are just the picture of professionalism right now.
Let me just throw food in my mouth and head on down to our Woman of the Week.
Rachel Frey.
She is Swiss. She's participated in, let's see, the Euro Formula Renault 2.0, International Formula Matter, Masters. Gosh, this sinus medication is real fun right now. German Formula 3, the Audi LMS Cup, Asia. And between 2004 and 2018, she received 11 first places, obviously, in different races and different formats.
That's awesome.
She was the first woman in 2013, the first woman overall to win in the Audi R8 LMS Cup in Asia. She's participated in Le Mans. She was an LMGT1 car in 2010 that was an all-female car. It did retire that year. It was a Ford, and apparently all Ford cars retired that year.
Bad year for them.
Yeah. She also did replace Catherine Legg for the Audi DTM team in 2011, and that ended in 2013. So she has been doing a lot of shit. I know
she's driven all kinds of cars.
All kinds of cars. Very active, actually.
Very versatile.
In the Asian Cup, which
we
don't really hear a lot about.
We don't hear a lot about here.
So I've started to do deep dives. So watch out.
Going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, it happened. So Rachel Frey is our Woman of the Week.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Shit we didn't make up. So
fun fact about this shit we didn't make up.
Yep.
Another shit we didn't make up about our shit we didn't make up.
Yes. So, 1972. Herdebeest.
The hair was long.
Herdebeest. He was qualifying for the 1972 Indianapolis 500. Driver Jim Herdebeest. He had already previously qualified a car.
Yeah.
But it's not uncommon to qualify multiple cars.
Yeah, back in the day.
So, shortly before 6 p.m., when the gun's about to go off, qualifications are about to be done, he had a different car than the one he qualified in wheeled onto the qualifying line. He did not make it in time. There were other cars in front. He did not get to the start line in time.
No.
However, he did not intend to. The car's sponsor was Miller High Life.
God bless it.
They revealed that although they wheeled the car there, as they do all of the cars, because you're not allowed to drive to pit row from the garages on your own engine power, so it's wheeled there as usual, there was no engine in this car. Instead, they replaced it with a trough full of ice and ice-cold Miller High Life, which they shared with all of the pit officials, all of the race officials, and pretty much everybody else hanging out there.
Yeah, which is great.
I love that.
Yeah.
That he was like, oh, we're already in? All right, go get the beer car.
Let's go.
This will be fun. I love that he was like, I'm going to bring beer for everybody, but I'm also going to like pull a bit of a prank. Like, oh, I'm going to qualify another car. Wait. JK, it's full of beer.
JK, just some beer.
It's like the first party you ever went to where you went to the bathroom and you realized it was full of ice and beer. And you're like,
this is amazing.
This is genius.
What? I didn't know I could do this. So, yeah.
Fantastic. But the funniest part about it to me is that a few years later, they instituted a little thing where all cars going through qualifying were giving a tech inspection and a sticker stating they had gone through tech. Because prior to that, there was no tech because nobody had abused the rule. But, you know, you wheel a car full of ice and beer onto pit road and you're going to cause some rules to be made.
These are why rules are made.
And Jim, I'm with you. I'm that person. I'm the reason rules are made, too.
Yeah. Another fun fact about this is that Abby saw this. This little fact, maybe like a day or so ago, and didn't realize that this was on the notes for shit we didn't make
up. Yes, when I read through the outline, I said, yeah, I thought that was hilarious, because I was literally going to say to her, I think we should use this as a shit we didn't make up. Then I saw that she already had it, so.
Fun fact.
Great minds think alike.
It happens.
All right, so Iowa, God's country. It is honestly a beautiful state.
Oh, no, it's 100% very pretty up there.
It is, and every time I've been to Iowa, I've had a great experience. If you can stop by and see the world's largest frying pan.
Why not?
Do it. I have a picture in front of it. It's on my Instagram. It's stellar. Mm-hmm. And also, mid-grade gas is the cheapest there.
Not surprising.
It's the weirdest thing.
I get that.
Yeah. So, mid-grade gas is cheapest. But yeah, Iowa.
Iowa Corn 300.
Iowa Corn 300. That's the official hashtag.
Yeah. And the name of the track.
Yep.
And the race, which I like. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yep. Name Very of the race, simple. Iowa Corn 300. Hashtag Iowa Corn 300. No weird acronyms or letters or any of that. I like it. It's short. Well, I mean, they're both four-letter words.
That's true.
Yeah. So the track details the Iowa Speedway. Mm-hmm. It was designed with the Richmond Speedway in mind. It's a D oval, like NASCAR.
Yep.
And as I said this time last year, and I'll say it again, NASCAR likes the D.
NASCAR likes the D.
NASCAR likes the D. You heard it here first. It is 0.875 miles in one lap. They go 300 laps. Mm-hmm. That is why it is the 300. It is the number of laps, not the distance. A little different.
A little different
than the way we typically do races. Mm. Typically we do the distance, not the lappage. But
I would decide to be a little different like Texas.
Do you? Yeah, right? Texas is using the fucking metric system.
Texas is just blowing all of our minds.
Iowa's just counting laps. I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm a fan of consistency, but do you, Iowa? You know what? The mid-grade gas is cheapest, so
I'll let you have that one. Yeah, it's fine.
So it comes out to about 262.5 miles.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, like, their laps during qualies can be 17 seconds.
Because it's so short. I mean, it's not even a mile.
Well, and the thing is, like, it's so short, and it's such a physical track because they are always turning. Like, they don't stop turning.
No, there's not really a true straightaway.
There's no straightaway. It's just turn.
Yeah, you are always...
turning left.
Approaching the turn, in the apex, exiting the turn. Approaching a turn, in the apex, exiting the turn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you're doing. There's no time to... And the drivers have discussed that, I mean, it is a very physically challenging... And because it's that short and it's an oval, it really strains your neck.
Yeah.
I know that we've discussed before that drivers who have been out for injuries and things, when they come back, like, this is one of the courses that is especially hard to them because there's nothing you can do to build your neck strength up except race an IndyCar and have those G-forces.
Yeah.
You know, you can do some things to do some strengthening, but, you know, nothing really mimics that except for... G-forces.
In the car, yeah.
So
also because of the length of the track and everything else, spotters are so important at this.
Oh, extremely important because you're going to have lap traffic. And, yeah. I mean, 10 laps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. About 10 laps you get lapped. Mm-hmm. And your spot, and because it's so short,
mm-hmm.
that field can't really bunch out.
No.
So your spotters are always yelling at you. Hopefully no communication issues like Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God. Well,
I would bet that Will Power's team has had a conversation.
Very strong conversation about that.
I bet they've had more than one conversation, and I bet they will have another one before this weekend.
Ooh, I would be betting that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smart money's on that.
Yeah.
So it has the second generation safer barrier.
Yeah.
Which, as we've mentioned before, the safer barrier can be retrofitted over whatever existing barrier or track border you already had in place. And so that's one of the very cool things about it.
Yeah.
So this is the second generation, so it actually has a better connection between the pieces,
yes.
has more reinforcement, and has smaller sections to help place it along the short, tight track.
Right.
We don't need the smaller sections at IMS because we have a huge fucking track. We just do.
It just happens.
But Iowa, you know, tiny. It's like if you ever try to, you know, use square blocks to make a circle... You don't want a bunch of rectangles. It's hard to make things turn.
It's kind of like if you're using your pavers out in your garden and you have a little flowy garden. You got to, like, all right, get the small ones and
work your way around. So, yeah. And, you know, we've seen some fun IndyCar fights at Iowa.
Oh, my God.
That you posted this week. Sage and Ed. They're driving like a fucking rocket.
I posted that to Facebook. That's going to go on the Twitter later.
I love
because
that.
Because that's just, he comes down that pit lane and like we always talk
Daddy
about.
Daddy is mad.
At Speedway Hood or at. And you're like, oh, we about to see some Speedway come out here. No, what's going on?
At the end. Grow up.
Grow up. Oh, my God.
It's my favorite.
It's my favorite.
I loved your comment. We apologize for the language.
We never
apologize. Yeah, the announcers. We apologize for the language, folks. This is live. And it was an Australian broadcast.
It was Anders. No, it was Anders Crump. The one that I posted was Anders. And he was like, whoop, we apologize for the language. It's a live broadcast. You know who doesn't apologize for the language?
Us.
Ed
did not apologize.
No.
Back to the race.
So in 2016, Pagano had the pole. He did not win. Oh.
I remember what I was going to say. So there have been some awesome driver fights. But I don't recall a time in recent history where there's been any wild wrecks at Iowa. Despite the fact that it is a very physically challenging course and that it's very fast and that it's very short and you're always turning, you would expect it to have more accidents. But we don't see a lot of accidents. You kind of expect that carnage at Texas.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was not like that this year.
Thank God.
But you don't really expect that at Iowa, which is interesting, because it feels like it's a track that you would have that at.
Yeah, went back and watched 2017, 2016, and I mean, there were crashes, but there weren't any.
It wasn't like take out half the field.
It wasn't like half the field or like three quarters of, like, it was just, all right, well, kind of almost one-offs.
Yeah, so. Which, I mean, I think that is like a testament to the safer barrier as well, because as you hit the wall,
yeah.
I mean, part of it, it's supposed to absorb that impact so that you can scrub off speed.
Yeah.
Even as you're, you know, sliding down the wall, it's supposed to help you scrub off speed so that,
yeah.
You know, you don't go from over 200 to zero very quickly. It's not the speed that kills you. It's the stopping.
Yeah. So,
so that's where I was going
to
go.
No worries. So, back to 2016, Simon won the pole. Then at the end, Newgarden, who was still with ECR, won with Will second and Scott Dixon third. And interesting, Andretti Autosport, as well as they do, their highest qualifier for that race was 15th.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was, they had issues.
Not a great race for them.
And in fact, this was the race that at one point, RHR's car just like plumed out smoke and died. And I was like, oh no.
Oh.
Like, ooh.
It's not supposed to do that.
That's not, no.
It's not supposed to happen.
No, it looks like the, I'm going to use the word chemtrail, and I don't mean chemtrail, but that's what it looked like. And then last year, Will had the pole, and Elio won.
His
last IndyCar win. Aww. And then J.R. Hildebrand came in second, and Ryan Hunter-Reay came in third.
All right.
So, we'll see. So
all right,
For this race, so I'm going to be watching lapped traffic this race.
Yes. I will be interested to... I'll be watching the bitching about lapped traffic after the race.
So, watching these two, what's interesting is back in... So, obviously, as people might... Laundry's done. Might not recall is that after the Texas race, Rossi was like, something needs to be done about lapped traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, if you go back and watch the 2016 race...
He was the problematic lap traffic.
He was problematic lapped traffic with TK, and race control didn't do anything. And I was like, how quickly we forget.
Yep.
Aw.
Yep. That's like nurses who want to be assholes to brand new nurses who have questions. And it's like, did you know everything?
Oh,
no, that's right. We were all idiots when we were brand new. So just how about you remember that and don't be a dick.
I mean, I get it. Again, we've talked about it. Like, yeah, if you're... But the problem at Iowa is you can be so many laps down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, when you can get around in, you know, 17 seconds.
In fact, in 2016, Newgarden almost lapped the whole field.
Yeah.
So everybody's lapped traffic. Mm-hmm. So they're just, I understand the need for discussion, but we need to be very specific about how we talk about
it. And again,
this. What are you going to do?
It's not like they're seeking out Rossi. Everybody's dealing with the lap traffic.
Damn it,
and this
are.
Is not an affront. This is not a personal affront to Alexander Rossi.
They're all seeking him out. Remember, he's the new IndyCar villain that everybody keeps talking about. Like, calm down, everybody.
I mean, we've been saying this for 2 years.
Not that he's a villain.
You don't think serial killer is a villain?
All right, let me rephrase what I mean by villain.
Okay.
Like the big thing is every sport, every story is the bad guy.
Gotcha.
That's what I mean. Like, oh, now he's the bad guy.
At most, he's an anti-hero.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean...
At most,
he's an... I mean, he's definitely not a villain.
No.
Good Lord. No, he's not a villain. He's too likable for that. At most, he's an anti-hero because he's not like if you were to put, you know, him and Joseph Newgarden side by side, Joseph Newgarden looks like Captain America.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, you know, and he's super, he's outgoing and sociable and all that, whereas Rossi's more introvert and kind of quiet. And
also, so the contract for this race is up this year.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll see.
Hmm.
I mean, this will be brought up in the drinking game, but the whole, everybody wants it to be a night race on Saturday. Yep. So we'll see what happens. So they are probably looking at the contracts right now.
Excellent. I mean, I would love to see it move to a night race. I would love to see it be a Saturday night race.
Yeah, I think people, it'd be easier for a lot of us from Midwest to get there.
Well, because at 2:30 on a Sunday, mm-hmm. everybody's got to work at 8 a.m. I mean, it's an 8 to 9 hour drive for us.
Yeah.
To get to, what is it, Iowa. I mean, it's not a small drive. So the race starts at 2:30 Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So 1:30 Central time. But still, a couple hours, and then I still have to drive home. I mean, at 2:30, a 9 hour drive puts me home at 11:30.
Yeah, I'm coming home for a cat nap before I got to go to work.
Yeah. So I think that they would get better turnout if it was Saturday night, because that gives you plenty of time. You can either leave after work Friday, drive partway, stop, and then drive the rest of the way Saturday morning, or you can drive straight through and just get there early. I mean, you have lots of options, mm-hmm. but if you got it just super early in the morning on Saturday, you could drive there and get there for the race and then stay the night and then leave on Sunday and leisurely get back home.
Yeah.
I think it makes it easier for fans to, from out of town to come, because Iowa is not known for its big cities and its high population.
Iowa is not.
You're not getting a ton of local people. I mean, you're getting a lot of local people, but that's not going to bring you 60,000 fans.
No. So anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, I would love to see that. All right, well, let's get into our picks.
All right, who you got for first?
I'm going to go with Joey New.
All right. No, I think that's a good pick.
I mean, he likes to do his wins in spurts. He just won last weekend. He does, though. Like, he does, like, a quick burst, you know, a couple in a row, and then he backs off for a little bit. I'm not saying he does that on purpose. That's just kind of his pattern. I mean, he didn't do much of anything in the month of May, as I predicted.
Just saying.
Called that.
Yep.
Everybody's welcome for your drop. I'm picking Newgarden.
Okay.
He's won before, and he's in a Chevy. They're doing well on ovals. It is a short oval, so I don't think Honda's, you know, out of the realm of possibility by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going Joey New for first.
Okay.
Top five, I'm going RHR, actually.
Oh.
Going White Bread.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. I think Ryan Hunter Ray is trying real hard to not be the most forgettable IndyCar driver this year.
I really thought long and hard about putting him in one of my slots.
You know, I mean, he won the second race at Belle Isle. He podiumed this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's really shown everybody that he's not playing around. I mean, he's still in IndyCar for a reason. He still has skills. He still has talent. Now, granted, it's not been on ovals, but... But yeah, I think that he's had a strong last couple races, and I think that's going to continue.
Well, he topped the test, which, I mean, it's the test, so we don't put a lot of stock in it, but he did come off the fastest, so.
And, I mean, when they're testing, they're trying different things out. So, I mean, I feel like if you come off the fastest, you're already kind of starting ahead because you know.
All right,
you know
this worked. Yeah.
Yeah, this works, so you already have a good setup to start from.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else is going to be trying to catch that speed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Top 10, I'm with Pagano because his oval cars have been very fast.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a short oval, so it's a little different setup than our super speedways. But but yeah, it's been fast, and I know he's got excellent spotters. And
Shout out Mike
Ford. And you know, he's just such a versatile mm-hmm. and qualified driver. He's just so very skilled.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So I think Pagano top 10 pick is a solid pick pretty much any week.
Okay.
But also bonus is that I just love Simon Pagano.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I mean, like I want to pick him for first every single week, but this is a competition.
I mean, that's what I do with
but,
Rossi.
But emotionally, I'm picking Simon Pagano for first every single
okay,
week.
Okay, I will make a note of
in
that.
In my heart, I'm picking Pagano.
He's number one in your heart.
He's number one in my heart.
But not in the contest.
No, not in this. And then first out... I don't want to put evil on this team because I love this team, but I'm going to go Spencer Pigott.
Whoa. Yeah. You're picking an ECR car for first out?
I mean.
Iowa?
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
You know, this is only Pigott's first year doing ovals. And he's gotten kind of squirrely a few times. And he's at the Glen this weekend.
That's true.
He
didn't have the week off.
He did not have the week off. He's still young, and I just, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I just feel like it's going to be Pigott.
Okay.
It could be Gremlins. It could be Fire. I don't know.
This has been the season for Fire.
Yeah, feel like it's going to be Pigott. I feel like we're going to have another chance to use the I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed meme.
Who's your first out? Fire. God, cars have been catching on fire. All right. Well, obviously... I picked Rossi for first.
And no one is shocked.
Nobody is shocked at that. No, I don't know. He had good time at practice.
Well, and on that every other, he fucked it up last weekend, so he should be fine this week.
Well, you know. I think he's got something to prove this weekend. I think he's going to be like, you know what? Let me just shut all these people up.
He better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be his championship year. Like,
I know. First of all, some of us have long-term bets on this.
Lock it up, Rossi. Lock it up.
Lock it up.
You lock it up.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
Lock it up. Anyway. So I picked him for first. I picked Carpenter for top five. I didn't pick Pigott, but ECR cars have done well at Iowa.
Yes.
So
it was hard for me to not pick Ed.
For first out?
For top five. Who?
Oh, okay. Just the way that you said it was hard for me to talk.
No, to yeah. not. Yeah, I. It was hard for me to not pick Ed.
Not for top five. Okay.
Yeah. For sorry. For one of my yeah.
I just they do well. He's just not. I think he's still hungry after Indianapolis.
Well, yeah.
And I think Texas was a mistake on Ed's part. And he wants to kind of come back and be like, all right, I can do this better.
And I mean, he acknowledged that, so,
yeah. And then for top 10, I did Newgarden.
Okay.
Again, it's...
I think that's going to be an easy point.
I think that's an easy point. It's a physical track. He won in 2016. He's doing well. And then I just chose Lace for first out because, you know... These ovals and laced, I don't know.
I mean, he's had some wild shit happen. He lost a tire, he caught on fire.
Right, like...
But you know what I will say is that I really thought that he was going to be... That he was not going to do that well at the Indy 500. And he surprised me.
No, he surprised everybody.
Yes. Well,
us.
Yes. And honestly, I think he would have done better than expected at Texas had he not caught on fire. That's the only reason I didn't pick him. I think that if nothing happens to his car that's like outside of his control, I think he'll actually do fairly well. Cause he does not seem to have a problem with the tightness of the racing, the closeness, you know, whereas Robert Wickens, I think overall has more versatile talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Laced is not fazed by the wildness of the speed race.
I would agree, but he's driving for Foyt Racing, and they've had some weird ass shit with their equipment the past.
Well, their cars are possessed, so
you know.
So yeah. I mean, but that's why I said, barring anything that happens to that car, sure. I think Laced would be fine. But again, considering the demon possessed vehicles that
come are with AJ Foyt Racing, yeah.
I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, sometimes I'm going to get the easy point.
I mean, yeah.
Sometimes you hit that low-hanging fruit and go, all right, fine.
Right.
For this race, I will pick them for my log straps and sleepers. I always find that too cheap.
It is.
All right, on to the most important part.
Yes, the drinking game.
Yes.
So, corn. Just corn.
Just corn. And if you want to get real squirrely and do corn-based liquor, this is the advanced move.
This is the advanced move. So
drink carefully with corn.
Yeah, some people suggested drinking corn-based liquor. I would not suggest that.
I mean, do you, but...
To each their own.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they talk about corn or if they show corn.
Oh my God.
And that includes corn fields.
Yes, or the weird victory corn field of dreams that they have.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, field of dreams is out there.
But really?
Yeah, I know.
I know. If they compare it to Tex, I think this was you.
Yeah. Yeah. If they compare anything...
I was like, I didn't write that.
No, it was me. Yeah, if they compare anything in this race to Texas.
Yeah.
Any comparisons they between really the like driving, between... Yeah.
They really do.
The heat, etc. Any comparison to Texas.
Yeah. I'm going to throw one out here at McLaren.
Oh.
We're going to start to hear McLaren.
Now, that's just the official broadcast. That's not Twitter.
No.
Because if we... you can't drink on how many times McLaren's going to be mentioned on Twitter during this race.
Please don't. You will die.
Yeah, 100%.
You will die.
100%.
So, definitely.
And then from our Facebook peeps, suggestions. Yeah.
Bull ring.
That's
they've talked about it being a bull ring.
Yeah.
Because it's so tight and everything else. Mm-hmm. So a bull ring, if they use like a fighter jet hyperbole.
Yes.
Because
they're going around so fast.
Hand motions work out real well in podcasts.
I thoroughly enjoy that. I wish I'd have videoed it so we could have like put that up on the boomerang on Instagram. That would have been great.
I need to put a note down.
But yeah, if they call it a bull ring or the jet fighter hyperbole, anything about that.
Yeah.
Let's see if they talk about how it used to be a night race or the sprints that used to be held.
They're definitely going to talk about it being a night race.
Night race and double drink if they talk about a night race being in the discussions for the contract renew.
Yeah, double drink.
I not like a finish your drink, but a double drink.
Yeah.
That's a twofer. And then, anytime they reference corn and ethanol, corn-based ethanol.
Because I believe driver start your engines is driver start your corn-based ethanol-fueled engines. So you can start the race off with a drink. Just
God.
Every time. It's not going to be Sunoco fuel. It's going to be corn-based ethanol Sunoco fuel.
Good God. It's too much.
It's too... Stop.
Stop.
Stop it, Iowa.
Stop.
Stop it.
So, if we have anything else to add, we will update you on social media. We'll create a little graphic for it.
Oh, yeah.
And by we, I mean Molly.
I mean...
Let's be real. It's Molly who does it.
It's fine.
She's awesome.
I got the templates. It's not really a big deal anymore.
I appreciate it, though.
I'm just copying and pasting. Work harder, not smarter. No.
Work smarter, not harder.
I've been day drinking, and I'm on sinus meds.
Fair. I did put a little more vodka than intended in your drink.
I'm sure I said, I'm on sinus meds.
I was just trying to do a little splash more and it got away from me. It's hard to dole out small portions when you're pouring from a half gallon.
It is. I agree.
It is.
So
anyhow, that's our drinking games. That's what we've been drinking today. A little Kettle One. But yeah, so I'm excited. Let's white flag this bad boy because...
Yeah, we need to white flag it.
We got other stuff to do.
You mentioned to do.
Your sinus meds are...
What went off on my phone a minute ago?
I don't know either. So, I don't know that I really have anything. I'm excited. I'm excited for the Iowa race again. I really enjoyed it last year. I'm giddy to watch it again this year. And we have Battle at the Brickyard.
Yeah!
That's my white flag. So,
we've
got carts and quarter midgets at the Brickyard.
We got both kinds!
And Team Ajax from Pennsylvania is coming. So, Alex and Jackson, and they are Pain Tour kids.
Yes.
And they follow us, and we love them.
We follow them as well.
We follow them as well. And anyhow, they race quarter midgets. And so some of the Pain Tour guys are going to be in town. And then Alex and Jackson, Ajax, Team Ajax is going to be there with their parents and all that business. And so I think Thursday is not open to the public. But I know Friday, Saturday, Sunday at IMS is open to the public. And there will be karting going on and quarter midget racing. It will be going on at the same time. One ticket gets you into both. And you can go back and forth between the two. But it's just a really fun weekend. And I'm glad they're doing this.
I am too. I like it. I like that they have not just open wheels, but the karting.
And since they've done the dirt track out there, I mean, I love that. And I know it's not going to be a weekly thing, but...
Right, and I want to be like, it's not going to be a permanent fixture, everybody calm down. But I like that they do it every now and then. I think it makes it special.
It does, and it's very cool. And on Friday at 5:30, every entrant, which I think it's about 505 cars total, gets to take a lap around the Brickyard.
It's going to be insane.
So, yeah, just coming out because it's younger drivers. I mean, I think as young as 8.
Probably.
Or 9. I think 8 to 9 is the youngest age range in the carts. It's going to be, a lot of younger drivers. So, I mean, way before even up and coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of excitement and just that pure raw passion. And
bunch of little kids in car. I mean, first of all, little children are going to be there in their little driver outfits. Already done.
And then they're going to drive super fast, and it's going to be super cool. I mean, I remember the first time I drove around the track, and it was in a Toyota Camry. It was not exciting. I mean, like, not an exciting vehicle at all, but it was still super cool to drive around the track.
Yeah,
so
it's magical.
So, yeah. So you can be out there at 5:30 on Friday. You definitely should, just because it's going to be a cool thing to witness.
It's going to be cool for the kiddos. Yeah.
A bunch of younger people driving around the IMS for their very first time, taking a lap on the 2.5 mile oval.
They'll be having so much fun.
They will be, so. But yeah, so that's my white flag. I'm excited about that. What about you?
Well, that was my white flag.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
See, that's what you get for not writing shit down.
I never write down our white flags. It's half the time I think about it, like, 2 seconds.
Fact.
But, you know, we had a great interview prior to this, so that'll be my white flag. We got a great interview with champweb.net. Yes.
Yes.
Probably will drop here between Toronto and Mid-Ohio, and it was good. We had a lot of fun with him, so I'm excited to put that up for you guys, and I'm excited for Iowa. Oh, God. And then the shitstorm of, like, so many races happens.
We got a busy
time coming up, so I'm going to enjoy some weeks off.
A little bit of downtime.
A lake trip, maybe, so.
And I just worked my last Saturday
ever
for the foreseeable future.
I didn't want to use it as my white flag, because it was your job, but, like, you're done.
Yeah. My weekends belong to me and IndyCar, as God intended.
All right, let's check our flag.
Yep, on that note, let's wave that checker flag. Thanks for listening.
Bye.